Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, friends. Hour three, hourly with Bowerly on a Friday on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. And in light of what we all saw last night, or I'm sure you saw the highlights, if nothing else, the Miami Dolphins quarterback being carted off the field. When you were playing sports, okay, back in the day, or maybe you still play sports and it's relatively recent, did you get hurt? How badly did you get hurt? Did you get a concussion? How many of you listening to the show have had a concussion from any cause whatsoever? And can you tell us what your concussion was like? Can you tell us how bad it was? Now, we had somebody on hold who, unfortunately, patience was not his long suit, who was going to tell us all about playing football as a young man. And he got walloped so hard and concussed so badly that when he woke up, he did not recognize the members and the coaches of his own team who were looking down at him. And now, as a grown-up, he has to take anti-convulsive medication. I mean, that sounds like a horrible thing, a horrible price to pay for playing a game. So whether you got hurt in some way playing a sport, or whether you have a concussion from any cause whatsoever, can you explain to us what having a concussion is all about for you? The times it's happened to me, they've been minor, not really much to talk about past a really nasty headache and a little bit of visual issues for a short period of time, but nothing terribly major, nothing long-lasting, but the phone number is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So what kind of notable sports injuries did you have? And secondarily, specifically, if you have experienced a concussion, how did you get it? What happened to you? And how bad is it to have a concussion? Is it the worst headache you've ever had? Did you have lasting symptoms? Did you have numbness in any extremities? What is it like? Put us all in the picture, because not everybody has suffered a concussion. And the one that was called in before, where the guy couldn't wait to go on the air, sounds particularly nasty. But put us in the picture of your life. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Earlier in the show, last hour, we had a lady call in, an orthopedic surgeon, a pediatric orthopedic surgeon, who said, look, I hope my kids never want to play football, because she deals with a lot of football injuries, in particular, busted femurs. And that is the big bone in your thigh. That's your thigh bone. And I cannot imagine how painful that would be. And I don't know if they do surgery on those things, but if they have to do surgery, they're cutting through an awful lot of muscle. Feel your leg right now, the top of your leg, okay? Like you're a pervert on yourself. Okay, they have to cut through all that stuff, all those quads and everything else in there in order to get down to that bone. I mean, that I would imagine would be quite an involved surgery. I cannot imagine how painful having a broken femur would be. I also can't imagine how horrifying it might be, especially for a kid, to have a fracture where the bone goes through the skin. That was always my one of my fears as a kid was getting one of those fractures, because I was never sure how I was going to deal with, my goodness, not supposed to be able to see your bones except through an x-ray, but my goodness, there's my ulna. 803-0930. *930 and 1-800-616-WBEN. What, did you guys never play sports? Did you guys never ever get hurt playing sports? Nobody's got a good sports injury story for us? You got to be kidding me. And nobody out there has had a concussion that they want to talk about. I mean, am I supposed to give the phone numbers really slowly? I think that would be rather insulting of me to do that. 803-0930. 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I have a hard time believing that with all of the people I know who played football and have gotten hurt playing football, who played hockey, although to be honest with you, not a lot of guys I knew got hurt playing hockey, at least anything in the long term. Nobody broke anything playing hockey. We were pretty well equipped even back in the 1970s. I do remember hurting somebody playing hockey. I took a slap shot and it went very, very high and it hit this one poor kid right in his cage. And if you did play hockey with me, you do know that I did have a wicked slap shot. If I must say so myself, it was a blazer. And I hit this one poor kid right in the cage. He went down in a hulk and I just thought, oh, I feel horrible about this. I don't like hurting people. It's just not my favorite thing to do. Let's go to Mike in Buffalo. You are on WBEN. Mike, talk to us, sir.
Hey, how are you today?
Well, I'm thinking my audience may have died from concussions.
I know, I heard you. You're like, somebody, please call me.
Well, it's like I start to wonder if I'm talking to the wrong people.
I don't know what it is. Maybe they can't remember. They've had too many concussions.
Well, how about you? What was your story?
I've had a few concussions. I played football most of my life through high school. I actually played semi-pro until I was 30 years old and had several concussions in times of my life throughout my career. But one interesting thing I wanted to tell you about was later on in life, I was probably 45 years old, and I was working, doing something with a trailer, an enclosed cargo trailer. It was actually a homemade trailer. And I was bringing the trailer, the gate down, the door down. And anyway, long story short, it dropped and hit me in the head, knocked me out cold.
Mm.
And I was out cold. My neighbor came over and he picked me off the ground. He says, Mike, you okay? What were you doing? And I looked at him. I says, I was cooking chicken. And he says, cooking chicken? He says, come on, you're going to the hospital. So we took me to the hospital and they did the CT scan and all that. But the interesting thing about it was the doctor came out and he asked me, he says, did you play football or something? I says, yeah, I played for years. He says, you've had a few concussions in your lifetime. I says, yes, I have. How do you know? He said, well, because apparently concussions leave a mark, a scar on your brain. And I was never aware of that. I thought it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, so you can count concussions like you can count the rings in a tree, huh?
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Geez, I didn't know that.
I wish somebody else would call in and if they knew about that. But yes, that's what he told me. He asked me, he says, did you play football or something? Did you sports? You know, I says, yes, I did. I played football for a long time and I've had concussions in the past. And he says, yeah, I can tell. He says, you've had several of them because I can tell by the apparently a concussion leaves a scar.
All right, if we have any neurologists or brain surgeons in the audience, I'd be very surprised. But but if you're a medical professional and you can tell us what traces concussions leave in the brain, I mean, it's very interesting because when I went in for my recent retina situation, the doctors knew that I'd had refractive surgeries. I mean, anytime you have an invasive procedure done, the doctors can't lie to your doctor. doctor. I was not particularly aware, however, that they could actually count the number of concussions you've had based on traces left in the brain. That's news to me, if that's true. So yeah, how are you doing? Yeah. How are you doing now? I mean, are you expecting any long-term effects from this multitude of concussions you've experienced?
No, I don't think so. Unless you ask my wife, she'll tell you how dumb I am. But other than that, I don't think so. I think I'm okay. I don't think I'm affected by it in any way.
Well, good.
Not that I'm aware of. I don't think so.
Because they can really mess people up. I mean, hardly a year goes by we don't hear about some former NFL star taking his own life because he just can't take it anymore.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, I don't have any experience, any problem like that. But I do know that I know what it's like to have a concussion. I know the feeling of nausea that you get from it, and that whole thing. I know the protocol. You shouldn't go to sleep if you have a concussion. In fact, I knew somebody, a girl who was in a minor car accident. This was only a couple of years ago. She was in a minor car accident, and she went home, and I know she told her dad that about the car accident, a little fender bender, and she said, "I'm just going to go. I'm going to go rest. I'm going to go lay down." And she went and laid down in bed, and about 2 hours later, her dad checked on her, and she had passed away.
Oh my goodness, that's horrible.
Terrible.
Was it a bleed in the brain?
Apparently, they said she had a concussion.
Oh, my goodness.
Apparently, that's what it was, but she wasn't aware of it. She just went home after the thing. It was a minor, I guess maybe the airbag. I think that's what it was. The airbag went off and this and that, and she told her dad about it. And
that's devastating.
It was in the afternoon.
That is just...
Yeah, it is. She was actually a close friend of the family. I don't want to mention names.
No,
but,
of course not.
But it was terrible, a terrible thing. That young girl, too, that you would never expect, and she just, so people, you have, if you do, anything happens like that, you have to be very, very careful.
No, I know of a case where a lady, I believe in her 40s, who was taking blood thinners, was on a ladder at home, fell off the ladder, knocked herself out, cut her head, and bled out. And died as a result of it. Just a horrible, just a situation that is just too hard to even contemplate. Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate the call. Got a lot of people calling. Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Got a lot of people calling in now. Thank you for that, because the more of you, the less you got to listen to me. I got a lot of people on hold. I'm going to take as many as I can before the news break. And if you can hold on during the news break, that will save me from having to set up everything all over again. Here's Wayne in North Collins. Wayne, you're on WBEN. Tell us a story.
Happy Friday, Tom.
Indeed.
I've experienced 15 individual bone fractures, 2 concussions, and just most recently, detached retina. I joined the club with you there and there.
Yeah, that's a club nobody wants to be a part of. Any of these injuries sports?
Pretty much all of them, except for the detached retina. I was a bicycle racer, Category 1, which allowed me to race professional or against professionals. And 1997, I was in Syracuse. I was about 30 miles an hour. I was with a teammate, attack, counterattack. It's a strategy that you could look that up. But I got my wheel taken out for me, come down on a curb, broke my femur, broke my hip, broke my lower trochanter right off, and 7 fractures in my left collarbone.
Good grief.
That was 25 years ago. And every once in a while, I would feel those screws, those 4 screws going through that plate in my femur, but it lasts a day or two. Well, I caught COVID for the second time a month and a half ago, and I wonder if that's causing me to have pretty severe pain where that plate is right now. And I actually saw a doctor yesterday that maybe after 25 years, get that plate to be removed.
And did the doctor give you any cause for optimism that they'd be able to take it out?
Well, I was with my general practitioner, and I called an orthopedic surgeon today. I'm waiting for them to get back to me.
Yeah, just make sure your insurance approves it. Got to get the authorization number.
That's right. Back in the mid-90s, I won a lot of money in a race, and the following day I got taken out, and I went down and broke my L4, and I didn't know that at the time.
Oh.
I had my son with me. He's in a hotel in Zanesville, Ohio, just off the course, and when I came to, I had a concussion also. When I came to, I was in an ambulance, and these guys were talking, ready to close the door. I just scooted out, grabbed my bike and took off. They started yelling at me. I grabbed my son. On the drive home, I had to stop and pull over to rest. I got sick to the stomach, and I wanted to take a nap. And I was in Pittsburgh at the time, off the Interstate 79. So then I thought I was sleeping for 5 minutes. It was like 5 hours.
Oh, good Lord. You should have gone to the hospital, man. You could have died.
Yeah, well, I didn't know I had a concussion at the time until I found out afterwards.
Oh, my goodness. And all this from bicycle racing, competitive bicycle racing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I broke my ribs. The only ribs I broke, I broke my ribs in boxing. I boxed Golden Gloves in 1980. But other than that, all my broken bones came from bicycle racing.
Good Lord. Living dangerously on the cusp of sanity. Wayne, thank you very much. Great call. Never would have thought of bicycle. Thank you. Never would have thought of bicycle racing. Okay. If you're on hold, you can do me a favor and stay there so I don't have to reset everything up and then put more people on hold. I'll get to you as soon as I can after we do the news and traffic and all that stuff on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you're just joining us, you might have seen highlights from the football game last night. Did you guys suffer any sports injury whatsoever? Bicycle racing? Wasn't expecting that one. And concussions. If you've had a concussion, how badly were you concussed? What is it like? Sick to your stomach? Anybody? I mean, that's a horrible story about the lady who fell asleep after the accident who never woke up. Never want to hear that, but it's good information.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Hey, thanks, everybody, for holding on. I appreciate that. Real quickly, in a nutshell, talking about, you saw the highlight of the Miami Dolphins quarterback, I'm sure, by now. Have you ever been injured playing a sport? And specifically, in any way, have you suffered a concussion? Tell us what a concussion is like for a real person. Let's go to Larry in Tonawanda. Larry, I hope you're a real person. You're on WBEN. Welcome.
Last time I looked, I was, yeah.
Excellent.
I had two concussions playing baseball, the worst of which was I was playing a short field. There was a short fielder and then the regular outfield. and there was a Texas League hit over my head for which I was backing up, and I called for the catch that I was going to make the catch myself, but the guy behind me, for some reason, didn't move out of the way, and he got down on his knees, and he tripped me. I fell over him and hit the back of my head on the ground.
So, sounds painful. Did you knock yourself out?
I don't think so. But when I got up, I felt slightly nauseous and sort of hazy. And as luck would have it, I was up to bat the next inning, and I hit a pathetic blooper kind of thing. And the game ended shortly thereafter. But then I told one of the guys in the team, I don't remember where I parked my car. So he said, I think I got to take you to the hospital. And for that, they took me to the hospital, and I don't know if they gave me an x-ray or what they did, but the family joke was they x-rayed my head and found nothing.
that's what families are for, sir.
Yeah, really.
Did they keep you under observation overnight or anything?
No, I was there for maybe an hour, and then I went home.
And what happened with the second concussion?
Well, the second one, it was a different play. I was, again, playing the outfield, and there was another bloop single. And I was running in, and I called for it, and the first baseman was rushing out, and I don't know if he didn't hear me or ignored it or whatever, but we collided. And he actually got the worst of it. I broke his jaw.
Oh.
You know, I got a real bloody nose out of it and everything, and the same kind of thing, felt sort of woozy afterwards.
Did you go to the hospital then, too?
No, not for that one.
Damn. Thank you very much, Larry. I appreciate the call. Okay. A broken jaw. Anybody out there have a broken jaw? Because that's one of those injuries that I don't think you ever want to have. Anything I've ever heard about a broken jaw, like how do they wire it? Ugh! And anybody out there know if they can tell the doctors how many concussions you've had? Like count them up like rings in a tree. Here's Kathy on a cell phone. Kathy, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Much better.
This actually is about my husband. Many, many years, when we were first married, he kept talking about his back. His back always hurt. And I'm like, how can your back, you go to the chiropractor when you're in your 20s? I never really heard of it then. And he says, I think it's from when those days they had trampolines in the high schools. He was on the trampoline and he came down and he came on the bar on his back. And in those days, they just kind of pulled you aside and said, you know, wait till you feel better. And to this day, his back is still messed up, you know, and I can't imagine the pain that he went through at time. But it's not really a sports injury, but it's a gym injury. And he came down on that bar hard, he said, and he saw stars, but they just really didn't do anything. And to this day, it's still is not a, you know, he's always still going to the chiropractor. And
has he had x-rays done? I mean, did he have a compression fracture, anything like that?
Well, he's had x-rays done now since. You know, since then, just for back, because I kept,
Did they show anything?
You know, yeah, it showed something with some of his vertebrae and kind of like compression. But really, what, you know, do you want to go for surgery? That could, you know, sometimes that comes out good and sometimes that comes out not so good.
Yeah, typically that's not the kind of fracture they're going to operate on.
You know, so I think it's just compressions, but who knows? Because it was probably, he was 60 now, so he was in his 20s.
Good Lord. A trampoline. And, you know, you see so many backyard trampolines now. And I wonder how many kids are getting concussions on trampolines. I mean, wow, baseball, trampolines, bicycle racing. You people are living dangerous lives.
Yeah, it was him, not me. I didn't live dangerously.
No, well, somebody's got to be the nurse with the purse.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Yes, all right. Sir. Have you injured yourself playing sports, any sport? Anybody break a jaw? How bad is that? And doing anything, have you suffered a concussion? And how bad was it? What were the symptoms? How bad were you injured? Here's Scott on a cell phone. Scott on WBEN, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tom. Let me start at the beginning. I've got four boys and a girl. And I've coached them through a number of sports from the time, like, little league football all the way up to high school. I was actually an assistant coach on a high school football team. None of them ever got hurt in football, but I also coached them in soccer and probably 15 years of both. And I saw more injuries in soccer than I did in football, because in football, you're ready for the hit most of the time. You're protected with equipment. In soccer, you're running down the field and somebody swipes at the ball, takes your feet out. I've seen a number of concussions that way. My son messed up his ankle pretty good because came down on his ankle wrong. Another guy stepped on the ball accidentally and came down and broke his forearm. You know, there's all kinds, because you're just not ready or protected for the injuries. But the football, I mean, like I said, 15 years of football, I didn't see major injuries. Yeah, a couple concussions, but nothing bad. But yet, for some reason, football takes the brunt of it all.
Interesting. I don't know if that's been anybody else's experience. I hope we find out with some phone calls from other listeners. Sir, thank you, Scott, very much. All right, soccer injuries. Soccer injuries. I know that a lot of leagues don't like people to head the ball because supposedly that can lead to concussive brain injury. Let's go to Mike in Gettysville on WBEN. Mike, it is your turn. Thank you for holding, and you're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom, how are you? Go Bills.
Ah, yes.
So I had a hockey injury back in 1995. I was playing hockey at Fredonia College, and it was end of the game, and I was forechecking a player, and he picked his stick up. So we had a head-on collision, and he picked his stick up, followed through on a pass, and his stick actually, the blade broke, and the shaft got behind my shoulder blade, and it penetrated my 8 inches of the stick, went into my chest, and it broke again. So I basically had 8 inches of stick in my chest, hit my clavicle, and went down next to my heart. It took an artery off of my heart, but luckily it pinned it against my rib cage so I didn't bleed out. So when the trainers got to me on the ice, a little bit of the stick was still sticking out of my chest, and they actually thought I had a broken clavicle. So they transported me to Brooks Memorial Hospital in Fredonia and in Dunkirk, actually, and they did x-rays, and they realized that I actually had a broken stick inside of me. So they mercy flew me to ECMC. I had to undergo open heart surgery there, had massive nerve damage from it in my arm, which I pretty much recovered from 100%, but it was a very long recovery, very freak accident. They had to saw my clavicle and have to get at the stick and to be able to access it because it kind of tucked itself behind there. So
good Lord, you got impaled.
I did. And the ironic part was, right after the impact, I just went down hard from the impact, and I got up to skate to the bench, and then it just, everything gave out. And I thought I just broke my shoulder or separated my shoulder. Didn't even realize at the time how serious it was until when I was laying on the ice, my entire arm went numb, and then I knew something was wrong. It was just wasn't right. So, yeah, it was something I never saw coming, I'll say that.
You are lucky to be alive.
Absolutely.
Ripped an artery off of your heart?
Or an inch to the left, it would have went right through my, you know, my windpipe or my jugular. So very, very lucky to be alive.
I'm sitting here. My mouth is open. I'm aghast at what I'm hearing, but I'm delighted that you made it through. I mean, talk about a freak accident and then a freak miracle that you actually survived that.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I've heard that. You're probably about the thousandth to more person that said that in my life.
Sorry, I don't mean to be predictable. I'll try to come up with something else like, gee, I wish you'd have passed away. Just to vary it up for you. That's amazing. I bet the dude whose stick it was felt horrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted to have been on the other end of it either. Yeah, it had to have been. It was obviously a traumatic night for everybody at the rink, and my father and my brother were there. And
was there a lot of blood on the ice?
And tell me, what's that?
Was there a lot of blood on the ice?
You know, it's funny. I never remember really talking about that. I think the majority, I think my shoulder pads absorbed the majority. You got to remember, I wasn't bleeding a lot because if I would have been bleeding a lot, I would have been dead because that would have meant that, you know, the artery wasn't pinned. So there wasn't a ton of blood with the injury. I got, obviously I saw my shoulder pads afterwards and they were white and there wasn't a lot on it. There was, you know, there was a good spot, but it wasn't a ton.
Dude, that's one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you, sir.
No, thank you. And count your blessings every day you're alive.
Absolutely.
All right, Mike, thank you. Wow, that was in 1995, folks, and I bet if you were at that game, you probably remember down in Fredonia. I can't believe that. I mean, the being impaled by a stick, but having it go into you in such a way as even though the damage could have been catastrophic, it was almost self-correcting? Really? Wow. That's stunning. Here's Kevin in Jamestown, not to be confused with Kevin James. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Well, mine's not anything like that, but when I was in ninth grade playing soccer in Jamestown, I got tripped and my whole arm went straight into the ground and the whole, I heard a crack and my arm went up my elbow and I never had looked at and I've had like 40% of my arm. I can't do it all the way out or bring it back in. It's gone.
Did you say you've never had it looked at?
No, I never had looked at. I was a tough kid and I just live with it. It can't go straight and I can't go up.
Yeah, I mean, tough is one thing, but I mean, there's another word I could use, but I mean, maybe if they had gotten to it a little bit sooner, you'd have a better result. Has this affected your life, your ability to make a living?
No, I'm retired now. It does bother me sometimes. Anytime any lifting or anything like that, I can't do heavy stuff.
I mean, how do you shovel a driveway, for example?
I don't.
Yeah. Oh, I wish you would have had that looked at. And what precisely happened during the soccer game to cause this? You got tripped?
I got tripped, and my hand went flat in the ground, and my elbow was tight. I thought I was going to do my shoulder, but it felt like something went right up my elbow. I heard cracking, and it hurt like heck for 2 weeks, and I just lived with it.
Dude, if I was in your shoes, I'd get an x-ray now just to see what happened to me all those years ago. I'm curious about that stuff.
I'm going to be 65 next year, so I ain't going to worry about it. When I croak, I croak.
All right. Thank you.
See you, Tom.
All right, man. Thank you very much. Wow. On the one hand, tough. On the other hand, all right. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, I'm one of those guys. I want to know everything about what's going on inside of me. I want to know as much as possible. In layman's terms, of course, as much as possible. I think the open heart surgery was basically, it was explained to me, and I was like, yeah, okay, you know what? That sounds good to me. What are the risks that I'm not going to make it through? Okay, well, what option do I have? All right, let me sign this consent, and let's do it. Wow. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, let me take another call here from Bill, and then we're going to need to do our break, and then I'll reset everything up at 5 o'clock and get all the calls lined up again and get back to it. Bill is in Depew, and you're on WBEN. Welcome, Bill.
Hi. I played hockey in 1974, junior A hockey, for the Wheatfield Blades. And when I was during the game, there was a slap shot, and it caught me right in the jaw. And as a goaltender, I broke my jaw. There was blood all over the ice. The coach ran out. My teammates were there. They had to rush me to DeGraff Hospital. And they gave me a shot of Demerol. They didn't have an oral surgeon on hand to wire my mouth shut. I was taken home, and then in the morning I had to see an oral surgeon to have my mouth wired shut for 6 weeks. I was a junior in high school, and 6 weeks later I was back out on the ice as a goaltender playing again.
Oh, you're a nut. How bad was the broken jaw? And when they wire your jaw, what did they do?
Well, what the gum, the it, it the jaw is called a mandible. I split it right down the middle, and my gums were split from one side to the other side. That's why there was so much blood on the ice. And it hit me so hard that I was just completely stunned and unaware of what happened for a little while. And then when I got up in the morning after the Demerol started to run out, where I could start to feel the pain, they had got me to the oral surgeon to wire my mouth shut. And I was a junior in high school. I had to take soup with me to lunch. All I could do was drink liquids. And then, like I said, 6 weeks later, I was back out on the ice playing junior A hockey again. And I still played hockey until I was in my early 40s. That's how much of a dedicated hockey player and hockey lover I was.
Yeah, once it gets into your blood. Just out of curiosity, given the time frame you played, were you wearing a goalie mask or did you have a cage?
My original mask was a Jacques Plante mask,
right?
Just the exact same mask as Bernie Parent. And then I went to a cage mask, but the cage mask did not have the throat protector on it.
Is that what you were wearing when you broke your jaw? The cage?
The cage, yes.
How about that?
And caught me just below where your chin fits on that cage mask. And like I said, if it were about an inch and a half lower, I wouldn't be talking to you today. That's how junior A hockey, I'm sure you're aware of the level of the players are.
Yeah, it's even better now. We were the primitive hockey players. Today's 8-year-olds are probably better than we were.
Well, yeah, I remember I've seen quite a few injuries in all the years my brothers and I played hockey. We played a lot of pond hockey in the neighborhood that we lived in. And I've seen a lot of fractures where the bone actually comes out of their arm because the way they go into the boards. I've seen a lot of compound fractures. And all the hockey I played, both high school, I played hockey for Nichols School in the summertime. And I played men's league hockey and out at the Air Force Base. We had a league where we played downtown at Buff State when I was older.
Stu, that is super cool. I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you continue to play hockey. And I thank you very much for the call. Much appreciated.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, for you kids out there, there was a time when goalies wore masks. They wore, like, masks. And that was the big thing, a goalie mask. And then after the Soviets started coming over, I think I've got the timeline right, they were all wearing cages. And gradually, the North American hockey players switched to the goalie cages as opposed to the masks, seeing that that was probably a better way to protect yourself. And who's the last guy without a mask in the NHL? Was it Gump Worsley?
I think it was Gary Cheevers, wasn't it?
I got to look that up. But I remember seeing Gump Worsley play live against the Buffalo Sabres. I know I saw Cheevers, but I'm pretty sure he was wearing a mask then. But yeah, it was Jacques Plante, wasn't he the originator of the mask?
The last known NHL player to play without a mask was Andy Brown. He played for the Penguins, what looks like in this picture here, but I don't know who else he played for.
And did they give a year?
He turned pro in 1965 and played for 12 years, all without wearing a mask. So about 65 to 77.
Well, dude, I still remember seeing the California Golden Seals in their green uniforms playing at the Odd.
Come on. Their white skates.
Yeah. Oh, there was a uniform for the ages. I was so taken with it, I made my father buy a pennant for the California Golden Seals. I don't know why.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.